Shalom from Eretz Yisrael, this is Rabbi Gershon Turetsky with this week's Sem Torah. In this week's parasha, we're introduced to the obligation of building a ma'akeh, a fence, around the roof of a house. As the Torah tells us in Devarim, Perich Chav Bet, Pasuk Chet, Ki tivne bayit chadash va'asita ma'akeh legagecha, v'lo tasim damim beveitecha, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. When you build a new house, then you shall make a fence for your roof so no blood is brought upon the house, should anyone fall. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalid, that generally speaking, one does not make a bracha on a mitzvah whose purpose is to avoid physical danger. However, four halachot later, the Rambam specifically writes that one does make a bracha upon building a ma'akeh around his house. If the purpose of a ma'akeh is to avoid danger, why would the Rambam require a bracha? He shouldn't. The Lubavitch Rebbe explains that perhaps there are two separate mitzvot mentioned in the Pasuk. One mitzvah is to prevent anyone from falling off a roof, and the other mitzvah is to build a fence. This idea is reflected in the Sifri and Devarim, where building a fence is categorized as a mitzvah taseh, and ensuring that no one falls from your roof is categorized as a mitzvah lo taseh. But why then is one required to build a fence around his roof? Clearly, there's a connection between the obligation to build a fence and the obligation to ensure that no one falls off the roof. But the Lubavitch Rebbe suggests that perhaps there's a deeper symbolic lesson that one can learn from the obligation to build a fence that may justify making a bracha. Whenever anyone moves into a new house, one of the first chores is to ensure that the house is livable and in satisfactory condition. Just because one's previous residence was in good shape, that does not mean that the new one has everything that you need. This idea applies not only to our physical lives, but to our spiritual well-being as well. When one moves to a new environment, they need to ensure that they are adequately prepared for all the challenges that will come their way. Just because the previous environment's challenges were successfully met does not necessarily signify appropriate readiness for the new environment. In order to ensure success in any new setting, one has to be cognizant of the importance of being prepared. One has to make a fence of spirituality that will create the appropriate boundaries necessary to meet any new challenges. One should stretch the spirituality that one engages in through tefillah, limud Torah, and any other mitzvah to every part of their lives. The spiritual should be the lens through which the physical world is met. So back to our original question, why then does the fence require a bracha? The Lubavitch Rebbe explains that the word bracha comes from the word mavrich. Mavrich is an agricultural term used to describe the process of bending part of a plant and planting that part in the soil. When we make a bracha, we are acknowledging that through our actions we bring, like the plant, we bring spirituality down into our world. We're mavrich, we're bringing the spiritual realm into our physical realm, and that this is essentially what the mitzvah ma'akeh symbolizes. Using our interaction with the divine and bringing it down and using it as a basis to help us protect ourselves in this world of the profane. And many of us are moving on to new environments and new situations, and I just want to bless us all, me and you and all of Klal Yisrael, that any transition that we're going through right now be a healthy one, be a happy one, and most importantly, be a safe one, infused with Torah. Have a Shabbat Shalom.